The devil whispered to the warrior, "You are not strong enough to withstand the storm." The warrior whispered back to the devil, "I am the storm."
Good morning, everyone, and welcome into the premiere episode of I Am the Storm. Right now, we are at the critical point of this episode where you're wondering, what is I Am the Storm? And some of you are wondering, who is Bob Ruff? Well, that's me. I'm Bob Ruff, and I'm your host. So let's first start there. Now, a lot of you, I know especially when we first released this, who have heard about this through my other podcast, know exactly who I am, or at least you think you do. What a lot of you listening do know about me is that I'm the host of the real-time crowdsourced investigation podcast of Wrongful Convictions, Truth and Justice. Few of you may even know me from my other podcast, Off Duty. Now, the characters of Bob Ruff on Truth and Justice and Chief on Off Duty are two very different people. Both of them are rooted in pieces of my personality. But what I hope to do with this show is to let you get to know me, Bob Ruff, all of me, who I really am, and what I really stand for, and all facets of my life. Now, with that being said, the podcast is not about me, not by a long shot. The podcast is also not about you. This podcast is about us. Now, I really hate the term self-help, but if I had to sum up in a nutshell, in a couple of words, what is I Am the Storm, I would say that this is, the first of its kind, a crowdsourced self-help podcast. Now, don't shut me off just yet, because I know that sounds crazy. Hear me out through this first episode, and hopefully a whole lot of you will become a part of this movement. See, I've learned a lot in the last couple of years. It was in May of 2015, in my basement, while my son Parker was upstairs taking a nap, that I recorded the first ever episode of the then Serial Dynasty, now Truth and Justice. It was a concept that at that point no one else had done before. It was attacking a problem, an issue in our society, in a way that no one has ever done it before. Not through lawyers or politicians or police officers. But the Truth and Justice Army took on the criminal justice system head-on with ordinary people from around the world. I personally hold the opinion that you don't have to have a college degree or a lot of specialized training to understand how the world works. Well, that movement, what is now called the Truth and Justice Army, has become wildly successful. What I mean by that is we've affected real change in real people's lives. Guys like Edward Ates, Carrie Max Cook, Jesse Eldridge, and Anand Syed. Everyday people, housewives, house husbands, stay-at-home dads and moms, lawyers, police officers, garbage collectors, truck drivers, even firemen like me, all pitched in all of our efforts and resources to change these people's lives and to get the attention of district attorney's offices like the Smith County DA's office, who's never been affected by media in their entire existence. But all of a sudden, because of everyone working together, ordinary people, they finally had to come to the table and start working for the greater good. Over the past several months, I've been thinking a lot about how else can we help people. I feel like we could have a larger reach, but with Truth and Justice, we can do only so much. There's so much time and effort and money dedicated to each and every case that there's just no way that we could cover more than one case at a time. But there are so many other people around the world that just need the support of other well-meaning human beings. And that, my friends, is what I Am the Storm is all about. So in today's episode, our premiere, I want to start off by telling you about me, who I really am. Now, I'm about to say a couple of words that are going to immediately turn some of you off, but I'm going to ask you to have a little bit of patience and hear me out. If I had to be described in just a couple of words, I would describe myself as a conservative Christian. All right, now that I have all of your attention, I want you to know that what that doesn't mean is that I'm a Republican or a Trump supporter or an Obama hater or anything along those lines. What I'm not going to do here is talk to you about politics. I'm not going to give you my opinion. That's not what this is about. And I'm a firm believer that no matter how much spouting off anyone does about their perfect political position, they've never actually changed anyone's mind. They're just sounding chambers looking for other people with the same opinion to cheerlead for them. Well, this show is all about positivity and not negativity. So let me tell you what I mean when I say that I'm a Christian conservative. First of all, let's break down Christian. Christianity to me, my faith, what my faith means to me, can be summed up in three phrases. Three, I guess I could call them, commandments. Love God, love everyone, and judge no one. And that's how I try to live my life. There are people throughout the country and even throughout the world that are a part of the Christian faith and call themselves Christians that fall short of these few very simple commandments. In a lot of circles, Christians are known to be very judgmental. And that's not me. So when I tell you that I'm a Christian, I want you to know that that is my faith and that is where I'm rooted. Jesus Christ is my own personal Lord and Savior. Now, with me saying that, I want you to know that I accept any one of you from any faith or no faith at all. And I love every one of you and I don't judge you. But I'm asking for something simple here. If you happen to have a faith that is different than mine, let's not be offended by our differences. Let's accept the fact that we believe different things, but we're rooted in the same place, that we love people and we want to make a difference in this world, and we can be united by that common thread. I will never look down upon or crossways at anybody that has a different faith than my own, and I'm asking you for that same respect. Now, the other half of that was that I'm a conservative. Another scary word, especially in today's hostile political climate. Well, conservatism means something very simple to me. It means I believe in personal accountability. In the political sense, if you want to go that route, what it means to me is less government control. And that's it. It doesn't mean I believe in Republicans. It doesn't mean I believe in Democrats or vice versa. Conservatism, the way I understand it, means exactly what I just said. I don't want to be controlled by a big government. Now, that term also has been warped over the years. And we have what I'll consider two very hostile political parties that are never going to get anything done because they'll never work together, which is what's required to actually make any real changes in this world, that have distorted the meanings of words like conservative or liberal. Now, with that being said, much like my faith as a Christian, I'm going to reiterate the fact that this is not a political podcast. I'm not interested in arguing with anyone. And while I consider myself to be a conservative and don't really affiliate with any political party, I want you to know that whatever walk of life you're from, if you're a far right-wing conservative or a far left-wing liberal, Republican or Democrat or Tea Party or Independent or Green Party, I don't care, I don't judge, and I love you anyway. And I'd ask the same respect with anyone that is involved in this, because this isn't going to be just me. Much like Truth and Justice, I will be the mouthpiece of this movement because I'm the one with the studio and the microphone, but the podcast is about all of us. So let's all agree right now that if we're going to be a part of the I Am the Storm movement, that we can all agree on these basic principles. We love everyone and judge no one. So that's me. Now let's move on from who I am and let's talk about why we're here. Where was this idea born? This I Am the Storm idea? Well, first of all, I have to rewind back a couple of months. I've been rolling around this idea of doing something like this for a long time, but never really had the exact direction. And it was a couple of months ago when we were going through some real trials and tribulations with the Truth and Justice podcast. And I don't want to get into all the details of it, but it was what would be considered to be a storm. We were going through one of life's storms, so to speak. And one of my listeners, and I wish that I could find the tweet, there's just too many at the Truth and Justice Pod Twitter account, but one of my listeners sent me a tweet, and it was a meme, and it said The devil whispered to the warrior, "You are not strong enough to withstand the storm." And the warrior whispered back to the devil, "I am the storm." That tweet, that meme, struck me to my core. I read it and I passed by it. I might have even retweeted it. I went about my business, but it just kept sticking with me. I kept thinking about it. What does that mean? I am the storm. And then I thought of how we handled that situation. How not just me, but all of us together, united to solve a big problem. And that's when I had the realization of what it meant. See, storms are things that come in life, whether they be storms of the natural or philosophical storms. They're things that are happening to you that are affecting your life. They're changing the landscape of the world that we live in. You can do one of two things. You can either sit back and let the world change you, or you can be the storm and you change the world. Once I had that revelation, I was on a mission. I didn't know what that mission looked like, but I knew that I needed to get that message out to a lot more people than just my close inner circle. As far as credit where credit is due, I don't know where that quote came from. I've done a lot of research on it, and there's a lot of different versions of it. And they all say author unknown, but it's been around for a long time. So I first want to point out that I didn't make up that quote. Secondly, there's a lot of different versions of it. Some of them say fate whispered to the warrior. Some of them say the devil whispered to the warrior. It doesn't really matter. It's the same concept. I just chose the one that I liked the best in our intro. But the idea to take this idea to a podcast came in the strangest place. In mid-July, my wife Becky and I made a trip down to New Orleans to attend the Beachbody Summit. Becky, many of you that listen to my other podcast know, is a Beachbody coach. Some of you may know, and most of you probably don't know, that I am also a Beachbody coach. For those of you that don't know what that means, a Beachbody coach is essentially an online personal trainer. We create Facebook groups and events, and we give people a place for some personal accountability to help them through their fitness journey. So anyway, Becky every year goes to the annual summit, which is where tens of thousands of Beachbody coaches from around the country all meet together to take classes and learn and work out together, and it's just a big time of fellowship. I think there was around 30,000 Beachbody coaches in New Orleans this year. We basically took over the town. Now last year's Beachbody Summit was in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was there, but I wasn't registered for the conference. I basically just hung out in Nashville, drank a bunch of beer, and listened to some great live music, both things that I like to do. But this year, I actually registered for the conference because I wanted to sit in on these classes. I wanted to see what had my wife so fired up that it caused her to change her career last year. So I went ahead and registered and sat in on the classes with Becky. And it was in a class called Ignite that this podcast was actually born. The week that I spent in New Orleans was the most inspiring week of my life. Every class I sat in, every seminar, every speech was full of people with incredible stories, not just about fitness, but about life's storms. One after another after another, people would get onto the stage and tell their story. A woman who was flying through life and found out that her young child had autism, and how she and her family bound together and overcame what seemed to be a massive storm in their life. A woman who lost her brother. A woman who lost her best friend. A man who suffered such severe anxiety that he couldn't leave his house. All of these things were overcome. These people weren't selling a product. They were selling themselves. And I'm not here to sell you a product. Don't get me wrong, that's not what this is about. But I want you to know what inspired me so much when I was sitting in those seminars. One after another, people with grit, people with determination that got attacked by life and came out on top. And then I listened to what they all did with their life. They dedicated it to helping other people. And that was even more moving. I can't tell you how many tears I shed sitting in these conferences. It was embarrassing. Beachbody coaches have to be 95% female, so I was most certainly in the minority. And here I am, the big, tough, bearded guy with tears running down my face, listening to these stories. In one of the seminars, there was about 5,000 people sitting in on this one. The person speaking asked people in the audience that had lost more than 20 pounds on their Beachbody journey to stand up. Hundreds stood up in the room. Then she kept increasing the number, who lost 30. 40, 50. There were still people standing. She went all the way up to 100 pounds. How many people lost 100 pounds through Beachbody's workout programs, their eating programs, and with accountability of their coach? And about 24 people were standing in this room. All of them with tears running down their face, as tears were running down mine as well. Again, I guess I better tell you this right now. I'm kind of a big wuss when it comes to things like that. It was just so moving to see the victory in these people's eyes, to see triumph, to see the dedication and determination that they now have to help other people. So I was inspired by the Beachbody Summit, not to sell Beachbody products, but to become a movement like they have, a movement that I am actually a part of. There's so many people just giving themselves freely. And what I mean by that is when I sat in marketing classes, they didn't say sell this product or push this or push that. The theme that went throughout the entire summit was to tell your story. I heard so many times that there's someone out there that can connect with you. There is a tribe of people that will connect with your trials and tribulations, the things that you have overcome that you can teach other people to overcome and walk through their journey with them. And that is what I Am the Storm is all about. Thousands of you that are listening right now have storms in your life, and this is the place and the time and the opportunity to connect you with other people who have either been there before or are ready to walk through that storm with you. That's what I meant by crowdsourced self-help. A therapist may have read in a book how to handle a situation like yours, but there's someone else listening right now that has walked through that exact same situation in real life, and they know what works and what doesn't work. And they're here to be your companion and your support. So if you're listening right now and that's you, hit subscribe to this podcast and keep listening. And I'm going to explain to you in a few minutes how you're going to participate. If you're listening right now and you think this is just cheesy and this isn't for you, if you were looking for more true crime or something like that, this isn't the place for you. Go check out Truth and Justice. As you all know, that is my life's work that I'm so passionate about, and I will always be doing that. But this is something that I'm passionate about too, and what I want are people just like me, who want to help other people, who want to make a difference in other people's lives. So if you're still with me, let's move on to the next segment and talk about what's going to happen next. Moving forward from here, what I need from you, those of you that want to stick around and be a part of this, is I need you to reach out and engage. What's going to happen from here on out in each episode of I Am the Storm is every week we're going to address someone's storm. And what I mean by that is we're going to tackle someone's personal issue on the show every week. If you have a story or a storm, as we're going to call them here, that you'd like read on the air, or even if you'd like to come on the air and tell your own story, send me an email to storm@nbistudios.com. That's NBI Studios, like New Beginning Incorporated, .com. So after this, from here on out, I Am the Storm episodes are going to drop on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. The next episode will drop on Tuesday, August 7th. So between now and then, send in emails if you have a personal storm that you want addressed on the show. So that's part one. You can remain anonymous or you can use your name. It's up to you. But then the other thing that I need all of you to do that want to be a part of this is to hit pause right now and go on to Facebook and like and follow the Facebook page, Bob Ruff's Wellness by Storm. And you can find that on Facebook, at Wellness by Storm. So now let me explain to you how the two will work together and how we'll engage real grassroots crowdsourcing. Each week when we tell the story of someone's storm on the show, we're going to create a support group for that particular storm, and that'll be done on the Facebook page. So at the end of every episode, there'll be a call to action to go to the Facebook page, and if that week's storm is something that has affected you or you think you can be a help in, click the link to request access to that storm's private group. From there, people from around the world that are walking through that same storm in life can connect and help each other work through it. I'll be a part of every single group every single week, although my involvement will be somewhat limited. The point here is to connect people with other people who can help, and that person may not always be me. So again, let me walk you through the three-step process of how I Am the Storm is going to become the first ever grassroots crowdsourced self-help podcast. Between now and next week, if you have any kind of a storm, something you're dealing with your children, your life, your health, your fitness, the loss of a loved one, whatever it is, send me your storms to storm@nbistudios.com. Each week, I'll pick a particular storm that we'll talk about on the show. I'll share your story and possibly have other guests on the show that can contribute to launching us into a support group. After that week's episode, you're going to go onto the Facebook page, find the private group that you can be a part of, and you can be a part of as many of those groups as you think you fit into. And from there, we're going to march through life and become the storm together and overcome life's trials and tribulations. The concept here is simple. It's the same concept that launched Truth and Justice into what it is today. It's the idea that everyone has a skill set that can help in one way or another, whether it be a life experience, education, or work experience in a particular field. You, each and every one of you listening, have a skill set that can help a lot of other people. It's just a matter of being engaged, being involved, and listening for your opportunity to contribute. So that's how the process will work, and now I'm going to briefly explain to you what my particular storm is at the moment. Now, like most of you, I have a lot of things that I struggle through each and every day. But my particular storm that I want to address, that is the big part of the reason as to why I created this podcast, is my own health and fitness. There's something that has been eating at me for well over a year. And one of the reasons that I wanted to start this podcast and enlist the help of all of you is because I feel like I'm on an island and I know that that cannot be possible. Social media is full of women talking about ways to get back in shape and how their clothes don't fit and how to lose weight. And that's a big part of what my wife does as a coach. But what you don't see a lot out there are men who have the same issue. And that's me right now. And it's been me for a while. My Facebook page is called Bob Ruff Wellness by Storm. But on that Facebook page, pinned to the top, you'll see a YouTube video that I made. In the YouTube video, you can see some photos of what I'm talking about. Throughout my life, I have been a fit guy. I'm proud to say when I graduated high school, I was ripped. Hardly any fat on my body, ripped muscle, I lifted weights every day, I ran every day, I was in great shape. After college, I had gained a little bit of weight. By the time I was 21, I had gained a little bit too much weight. That was about the time I became a firefighter, and I decided that I better get back in shape. So at 21 or 22 years old, cut my diet back, started running about 2 miles a day and lifting weights. The next thing you know, I'm right back to the same shape I was in high school. After a year or so of being a paid-on-call firefighter, I got hired as a career firefighter. It was now my full-time job, my dream job. But as time goes on, I got lax, and by 2011, I had gained 50 pounds. I was going through a divorce at that point, so there was a little stress diet included here, but I decided again I needed to cut weight and get back in shape. I cut out some carbs and calories, started running a couple miles a day again and lifting weights. That's always worked before, and it worked this time. 51 pounds later, I was back in great shape. No problem. But then I stopped again. And I started to gain weight and gain weight and gain weight. As far as my career goes, I got promoted to be the fire chief, which meant instead of being up and walking around and working, I was sitting behind a desk all day. That also contributed to my weight gain. In 2015, I took an early retirement from the fire department. I started doing podcasting full time. But again, that meant I spent a lot of time behind a desk. And it was about that time that I decided I needed to get back into shape. But this is where my problem came in. I started doing what I'd always done before. Cut back the carbs and calories, start running a couple of miles a day and lifting weights. I even built a home gym with a treadmill and a full weight system right here in my house. Started a routine, get up, run, lift weights, and nothing was happening. It was like I would bust my ass to lose 1 pound and then the next weekend I'd gain 2. Now, in the meantime, Becky was on her Beachbody journey. She was in the same boat and she started doing Shaunti's T25. Well, 60 days later, Becky had lost 30 pounds and was looking better than she ever had in her entire life. That was 4 years ago, by the way, and she's still just as fit today. She leads a healthy lifestyle that includes a 30-minute workout every morning. And here I was, running on the treadmill, lifting weights, and I just couldn't lose the weight. And this is the part that nobody talks about with men. I think it's a misconception that men don't consider the fact that they can't wear that shirt because they don't look good in it or it makes them look fat. Well, I'm here to tell you that I can't speak for all men, but I can speak for myself. And I've been blessed with great success with the Truth and Justice podcast, and it's put me in a position to be in the public eye more than I ever have been in my life, which makes me even more self-conscious about my weight. So so I try harder and it's still not getting any better. Prior to going to Summit, I told Becky that I need to go to a doctor because I think something's wrong. I shouldn't be having this much trouble losing weight. Now, she's been telling me for the last 4 years to do what she's doing. Try the Beachbody workouts, try the Shakeology, try the eating plan. And I kept telling her, I know how to lose weight. I've been doing it my whole life. And for some reason, I just wouldn't listen to Becky, even though I saw it work for her. But after my trip to Summit and seeing all of these success stories and watching so many people so proud of themselves, I saw men, women, these aren't just all like bodybuilders and fitness model. They're people like you and me. People that were just a little bit overweight or maybe a lot overweight that just put the work in and shed that weight down to where they're comfortable and happy with their life. I can tell you right now, I don't need to have a six-pack. That's not my goal. I want to be healthy. So when we got home from New Orleans, it's been just over a week now, I decided to listen to my wife and give this thing a try. And I'm proud to tell you right now, it's been 8 days since we got home. And in 8 days, I've lost 8 pounds. And I can actually see a difference. I'm wearing shirts that I haven't been able to wear in over a year. So one thing that I need from you guys is to be my accountability partner as I go through this journey to get healthy again. I'll be talking about my fitness journey here on the podcast in one of the segments every week. I do a lot of snapping about it. For any of you that are Snapchat people, you can follow me at Bob Ruff Truth. A lot of that's just me goofing around, but I do usually put my workouts and things on there. I basically share my life on there. And the big place to interact is going to be on the Facebook page, Bob Ruff's Wellness by Storm. I want to connect with other people that want to affect change in other people's lives. One of those aspects would be health and wellness. Now, after hearing episode 1 from week 1, you all have a decision to make. Do you want to be a part of this? Do you want to be a part of a massive group where you can both get help and give help freely amongst your peers? The answer is yes. I have a couple of tasks for you moving forward. First, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast, and if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. Secondly, share this podcast with as many people as possible that you think may benefit from it. And thirdly, go onto Facebook, go to the page Bob Ruff's Wellness by Storm, and start engaging. And throughout the course of the next week, send me your storms to storm@nbistudios.com. And that's it. And just like Truth and Justice, I'm certain that this will be a dynamic process. We're breaking new ground here, and I'm sure along the way we're going to find better ways to do things. We may change things up. But for right now, that's the plan. Each week on the podcast, we'll discuss a particular storm. We'll talk about some solutions, and we'll create a private group on the Facebook page for people from around the world to engage with each other and support one another. I'm really excited about this, and I'm looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you. But right now, this is where we're going to end this week's episode. As you move through the next week and storms come into your life, stop letting the storms change you, and you be the storm. I Am the Storm is a production of NBI Studios. Mike Bussing is our executive producer. All music for the show was created and composed by PutThemInASong.com. I also want to thank Shane Yoder of PutThemInASong.com for creating all of our logo art. And for all of you, please stay engaged and stay in touch. Send me in your emails to storm@nbistudios.com. Like the Facebook page, Bob Ruff's Wellness by Storm, and let's start this process out with a bang. But until then, I'm signing off. I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been I Am the Storm.